Hello and welcome to the All Range Mode podcast. This is episode 92. My name's Joe.
Hello, I'm Chad.
Score's Tim.
Welcome to the show. What do you guys want to do?
Outline?
No, I don't have an outline. I just got stuff written down for my own self.
Let's talk about what games we played this past week. Or what's he been doing?
Can't really talk about Angel.
Okay, games.
Games.
Tim, what did you think of the Game Awards?
Shit. Like every year. Try to spice it up or not.
It was the first year.
Well, it did suck. You know what I mean? Like, they do a show every year, right?
Yeah. Hey, was the VGAs, did that actually happen?
No, VGX got canceled, and this
took over.
The result
of it
being canceled.
With it, not much improved.
No.
It's always so corny.
The last one wasn't even on TV. Was this on television?
Yes. Oh, no, I don't know. I streamed it online.
It was just broadcasted.
Available on IGN, PSN.
It wasn't as bad. Xbox Live. It was better.
It was the same.
Do you remember
it was so
how weird
bad.
It was like, oh, by the way, you we said you weren't here, but now you are, so accept the reward. Or the award. Do you remember?
I remember that.
I don't.
I forget what it was for. It was for some...
It was when Reggie was talking.
Yeah, Reggie was talking, and the guy was like, oh, I'm actually here to accept the reward. And they're like, oh, yeah, here you go, it's your time. And he's like, oh, yeah, I'd like to thank, anyways.
It's just very weird and awkward, always. Yeah. Every year.
It's never... coordinated properly.
Huh. It just feels like, I don't know, they put it together like a week before, just no practice.
Yeah, you're gonna come up here and it's all gonna work. The guy's like, yeah, now at this point my game's supposed to be showing this. That one guy that was talking.
Yeah, my controller's not working for that. What's that game called? It's so weird. It's like Minecraft, but like communism.
I have no idea.
It's like little toy guys. And it's like really bland art style, like really simple.
I know I seen there was that one guy that made the game about what was it called? Before?
That game looks awesome.
Ugh.
I love it.
Yeah, it did look cool.
Have you guys been playing anything?
I played Geometry Wars a lot. I haven't gone back into Dragon Age at all.
I haven't played it yet.
I like Dragon Age, but I haven't gone back into it.
No. I've been working towards Peggle Platinum.
Yeah, I've been playing a lot of Peggle 2. Get it?
Peggle 2 as well.
It's pretty good. I like it. I like
it's fun. It's a lot of fun.
There's that one level at the... It's like the last group of levels after you unlocked everybody, and it's just straight down lines.
I don't think I got to that one yet. It's like the Celestial, right?
Yeah, well, it's like 10 just rows of pegs. Like, just... straight down. Yeah, it's fucking...
So you're gonna have to, like, do that ride fire thing down each one?
They're straight down, though. You can't ride because you can never shoot it straight into the thing. It's really annoying.
So you're gonna have to do some special balance?
Yeah. I think it's just gonna take patience.
Norman can beat it.
Norman?
Norman.
Who's Norman? Dan is the king, apparently.
It sucks.
So I loaded up Destiny, and, first of all, I needed an update, which was annoying. So I kind of couldn't play it that day. But I finally had the spark, like, okay, I'm going to play Destiny. I'm going to play some Destiny.
He's back in.
I don't know, man. Like,
can we just make fun of it since Dark Dan Hello? And TJ are in here and they could just rage?
Oh, yeah, we probably should do a lot of that.
Right. Like how bad the gear system is?
Dan loves GTA 5. Loves Destiny.
It's like, oh, it came up a new expansion pack and your guns aren't as good as the new ones, so now... you have to upgrade them and redo all the leveling process with that gun and get all the new materials again. Oh, it's a blast!
Is that what happens?
Yeah.
They reset your...
They don't reset, weapons? But like, your gun, just say you have an exotic.
Yeah.
And now they have a set of new exotics coming out. Okay. Well, they're out. They're more powerful than the old one. Which, that's normal. That's how games work when they release new content. And that it should just be dropped right there. That's it. Like, you want the new powerful gun, you'll get it. But you can basically dismantle your old exotic and, like, redo it so it has the same stats as the new ones.
Really?
But then you have to re-upgrade everything on it again.
That's not a problem. Oh, like, you have to work to re-upgrade it all?
Yeah.
Like, wait, it's basically you break it down and you can upgrade it all over again.
Yeah. So basically, you're taking that weapon that wasn't as powerful as the new exotics coming out, you break it down, and it rebuilds it, so then it is as strong as the new ones that came up. Then you have to upgrade, go through all the trees again.
Oh my god.
And grab all that spin metal and all that bullshit again.
Why?
That's crazy.
Yeah. They should have just left it how it is.
Why would anybody want to do that?
I don't know.
But yeah, like...
What level does it go to?
30.
It's still 30?
No. Because that game's retarded how gear levels you. What game that you know gear makes you level up?
Light.
It's so stupid. So now, like, I don't think... Like, is there ever going to be above 30? Like, I don't think they could ever go back to when, like, you 32. Kill creatures gives you experience points anymore. Because then all that light would be pointless. I don't know. I don't get it. I don't want to talk about this.
I didn't mean to bring it up like that. I was just saying it kind of felt like the dark days of Battlefield 4. Like, when I was just like, oh, I could play... No, and like it's just, I can't bring myself to it, which is kind of upsetting. So the update that just came out, is that pay? Do you have to pay to do that?
Yeah, unless you have the season pass.
Yeah, like are you? So at this point, there's no free DLC. Like it's going to be $20 every time they add new levels.
Yeah. If you bought the season pass, it was or the expansion or whatever, it was $34.99, or they're $20 each. Get the fuck out! I'm doing hand gestures.
Now we're not flying my show, boys.
Fuck.
For anybody not here, Catboy is trying to bite Chad's hands as he talks.
Again.
Yeah, it was just kind of upsetting. Like, I don't know. I guess it's done. I guess it's over. Like, I don't really enjoy the game that much. I'm not gonna keep investing in it.
I loved it.
Your character stats carry over.
Yeah, I liked it too, but it's just, it's not like, hey, look at this new cool thing. It's, hey, do it again.
Yeah.
Every single thing down to this.
Are you excited to go back and play Septix Prime?
Not only that, like, even all the way down to the bounties. It's like, do it five more times. And we'll reward
it. It's
like,
so bad.
That aspect of it. Like, it's amazing that people are still on it. The gameplay is really great.
Yeah, the gameplay. It's a fun game to play. I think that's probably what the draw is.
They took the worst aspects of an MMO and made it only that. Without any of the other positive MMO features.
Well, I was thinking, like...
Why can't I customize anything?
Yeah, like...
Honestly, I've been through the whole first game, obviously, and I don't really... You have the first game to get me on the story, and then you can go ahead and throw, like, an entire game of, like, a dream is the sequel. Wow, I didn't realize Mario does that, but... but, like, I don't care. Like, it can be, like, an offshoot, but as long as I'm invested in the characters already, I don't care. Like, you can make the story kind of lame.
Yeah, but the question is, who are you? Who is he?
Who are you?
Nothing.
They haven't done anything.
I don't know. Well, that's the thing. I was really upset because, you know, there's the whole rumors that, you know, a lot was pulled from the game, like, before they launched it, a lot of story shit.
Oh, I think it's more than rumors. I think it's the truth.
Well, yeah, okay. Truth. If you want to call it the truth. But so they pull all this content out at the last minute.
Why did they pull it?
I don't know. Like, a tester said, I played it a couple months ago and it wasn't this. Or something like that. Or it might have been longer.
They didn't have it ready.
But either way, so they pulled all the story for it.
Those
hey, I think this story is kind of stupid.
Or we could sell it in bits.
Just
and pieces.
Oh, another thing was they play towards pointless.
They said like the story was written, and then they fired that person, and now that person's story is no longer in the game.
Why is Bungie firing everybody?
I don't know, but that's what I'm saying. Like, did you pull content away, and now you're going to charge me for it? Like 3 months later, just be like, I don't know. I just got really upset with it.
Introducing more tracks by Marty O'Donnell after we fired his ass.
It's copy and paste his tunes. That's all I need.
Hey, Chad, and I want to bring this up because I feel like, you know, you're yin to Tim's yang. Is that how I say that?
Sure.
So Tim is going to see the good in everything, right?
Oh, and I hate
games,
everything.
Find the potential, much like TJ tries to do and fails.
Depends what game we're talking about, though.
Okay. I really want to play Deus Ex, Human Revolution.
See, I'm going
to
have...
You've told me not to play this on numerous occasions, and I apologize for...
Maybe when the game came out in fucking 2009, or whenever it came out.
It's $5. I can rent it for a week on PlayStation Now.
Ugh.
That'll give me 7 days with the game.
I want to add a question about that, too. It's a little off topic, but do you get trophies?
Yeah.
Do you?
Yes.
All right, that's cool.
Yeah, that's a huge draw.
The only worthwhile game is
what's keeping me away from
Metal Gear Solid 4.
It's
$5.
It's not.
You can buy that game on Steam for $2.99.
I just spent $10 on potato chips.
But you can literally buy that on Steam for cheaper than $5.
I don't care about Steam.
I know, but if you had a PC, you would like it.
It's not about the price.
It's exactly about the price. It's your whole basis of your...
It's different. I bought a lot of games on Steam. I don't even play them.
I almost paid $20 for it. He said, don't do it. Right. It's like, okay, I'm checking in again. It's only $5. Still, it's telling me, do not do that. So what's wrong with this game? It looks awesome.
I don't really have any comment. I own it on Steam, like I just told you. But I played it for like 5 minutes. I'm like,
it looks
it's nothing
so good.
Special. And like, these stealth mechanics are kind of gay.
I played it on 360. the way the upgrade system works, it's one of those ones where it's like, it's a very expansive upgrade tree. Like right at the beginning, like, ooh, what character am I going to make?
Right.
But did I crack?
I think I did. Right.
But you're only, you can only use your upgrades or like your powers if you get a chocolate bar. So you got to find these fucking chocolate bars lying around the world. And it's like you eat chocolate bar.
It's not actually a chocolate bar.
I swear to God, it's like an energy bar. They call it something, but it's a chocolate bar. It looks like a chocolate bar. The Deus bar. And you bite it, and it gives you a new like spot in the power. So it's like you can expand your thing into four powers. It's like, okay, I can use four of these things that I've unlocked. And it's like, all right, I'm going to use the stealth mechanic now. And you're going to
just have it.
Just give me a part of this
don't
chocolate
just have it.
Bar
it doesn't recharge. You can't. It doesn't recharge over time. So you got to always like weigh the pros and cons between like, should I use this chocolate bar fucking power that I've spent all game to try and figure out? Game sucks.
Game
was bad.
I think it's you really have to be in the game from the original whenever it came out in like the early 90s to really appreciate it.
Yeah, I honestly never
got into it. So,
well, the boss fights too. Apparently, they changed the boss fights, but the boss fights were the worst.
Yeah, I had to get really screw yourself.
The version that I could get on PS4 would be the original.
It's the worst.
I think it's $12 on Wii U with the like the director's cut or whatever.
I played through just because like you can get a Chivo at the end in on the 360 version. It was worth 100 gamer score.
Ooh.
Yeah, big money we're talking.
Money on the dance.
Is that like get through the game without shooting somebody or something?
It was
like
get
that?
Through the game without I think killing anybody.
No,
boss is not included because you kill the bosses. You have to kill the bosses.
I heard the big thing about that game is any skill tree you're working towards, I'll be a stealth boy. The second you fight the boss, it's all out the window.
It's all out
so
the window.
If you spend all your points on stealth,
you can't use it.
You can't use it, and the boss is going to destroy your face.
Maybe that's
terrible.
What they fixed.
Maybe.
They did, yeah, they fixed it. Yeah. But like,
oh god,
they can't. That went on for months, though. Like, that's a pretty big oversight.
Very good presentation, though. The soundtrack was amazing.
That's the trailers are like getting me hooked.
The graphics are really good on computer from what I played. It did look pretty sharp.
I was so into that fucking game. When I first turned it on, I was just like,
I was invested. Like, it gave me like a Mirror's Edge feel, the graphics to it, but like more color though, obviously, not white.
Yeah,
red.
It looks dope.
Yeah, it was that really weird, like clean, futuristic.
Like, I want to be,
Detroit,
here's the
like,
thing.
Futuristic Detroit.
I have, something that I can reveal later.
Can I say one thing about Detroit? You play Call of Duty, right? Anyone?
Yeah, I
Do
love it.
Do you ever play the Detroit map yet, multiplayer?
I all but platinum because the multiplayer trophies. I got every trophy except multiplayer.
Three.
I know, but they're stupid.
Oh. When you look at the Renaissance Center. Woohoo, it's so cool.
Yeah. No, I love that game, man.
I haven't played it. Is it real Detroit? Yeah. Well it's
kinda.
In like 2022.
What do they call it? The GM building?
No, it's Detroit. Oh, Renaissance
They never
Center?
Actually call it the Renaissance.
They don't, but it's there. Like, it looks like the normal Renaissance.
It's cool. See.
Does it have the GM?
No.
I don't think so. It looks like the Renaissance Center. Like, legit, though.
What are they
and
implying?
They still have the, you know, like, GM Detroit has like the SkyTrain thing that goes around?
Yeah.
Has that, which is a little bit more futuristic
looking. Like a bomb zone?
No.
I love that game.
Loves it.
It's really good.
Hey, man. It's game of the year contender for me.
Maybe it's good with the 360 controller or Xbox One controller.
Yeah, it is.
No. I got, well, I don't know about you guys. My last games thing is I gave Little Big Planet the 20 minute.
Sucks, eh?
You played it?
Not in it.
It's Pyhonies.
I never really in a Little Planet.
No, that's the thing. And don't expect this to be any different. Yeah. That's kind of what I got out of it. I liked
playing other people's levels they made. Because, like, oh, it's kind of cool. They made Dead Space, but Little Big Planet. But, like, I don't get. Like, I play, like, Minecraft to make stuff, but Little Big Planet, I can't do it in it. It's just.
I don't know. It's floaty. It's Little Big Planet exactly. It's all the about campaign being creative and stuff like that. The
other ones are
terrible. I forgot I gave that to you.
Yeah, I got it still, bro.
I want to return it.
Yeah, take it.
You bought it?
I bought it.
So 20 minutes, not in it. Be a good, as far like, as Little like, Big Planet 3 goes.
Game with Mandy and I.
No.
It
sucks. So.
Anyone else got any more games?
I've been playing World of Warcraft a lot. I don't know if you guys really want to hear about that.
Warlords of Draenor?
Draenor? Yeah. I guess you could say it either way, though. It doesn't really matter.
I'm trying to think of anything that I want to know about that game.
It's good.
Hmm. No, I'm like, oh, somebody what's told the me story? Today well, that
you can,
the...
you can start off at, like, level 90?
Yeah, when you buy the game, you start off at 90 if you want.
So you don't have to, like, work your way up to it?
It still takes you, like, 15 hours to get to 100, but...
Can't stand Cap with Sleeping bad. Beast right
it,
now.
Well, just say you... if going into fresh, though, never playing a World of Warcraft game, that could be deadly.
Starting at 90?
Yeah. Like, it, when you start at 90, like, you have no skills at all.
Yeah.
By then, you're supposed to have all of them. So what it does is, like, it gives you, like, a quest chain to do, like, 20 quests, and each quest gives you a new skill and teaches you how to use it. So you do it kind of...
You didn't press record?
No, I did. I was just
thinking about... Oh, my God. You scared the shit out of me.
I was just thinking about an edit point where Tim's just going off on World of Warcraft. Just click...
Alright, I'll stop talking about it.
Oh, I'm so sorry. It's just a bleep in my head. Like, yeah.
Did you edit here?
So the first point was
just like,
stop talking about Warcraft.
TJ, we'll be right back. TJ, 40 minute edit point.
It's handshake.
No, but I don't know why. I was just thinking, like, okay, I'm so sorry. You were telling your Warcraft story.
It's done, Joe.
But
it's
in 3 seconds in my brain, I was like, oh, I wonder when we're going to talk about this next. Okay, how long is that going to be? And then I looked over the computer to see, like, I don't know, just that, how long it had been. I know I couldn't see it. And I was like, what would happen if I got up what? And just hit, like, hit off while Tim was still trying to talk? Granted, I didn't do that, of course. Oh, sorry, go on.
No, it's still ruined, though. Either way.
I'm so sorry.
So, moving on.
No, but like, so even if you buy Draenor, you start off as a level 90,
yeah,
and you have quests that introduce you into the world to your skills, of Warcraft.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It is cool. But like, I used it, my level 90 boost, just on the character I would never play.
Yeah.
Because I already had a couple 90s.
What does it do? Like, is it just...
What do you mean?
Like, you're able to go into every cool. part of the world? Type thing, or
like
just by being a level 90?
Oh yeah, like I don't know, like essentially zones,
this,
like,
they're hitting reset because from now on there's no one who's under level 90, so 90 is the new zero.
Well, like some people only,
no one's gonna sign on and be like, no, I don't want to play the new stuff.
Start from the get go.
Yeah, like you can go any, like Warcraft's weird, like you can go into like a level 100 zone. You're, like,
but why would anyone?
One.
Yeah,
it's just like you're not. Obviously going to survive like more than 20 seconds and then so, you have to walk
so you
all
start
the
off as a level 90 and then you have the entire game basically available to you.
You do, yeah, but there's no reason for you to go back before this expansion pack. Okay. If you're already 90, because
yeah, like you play those levels, that you play all those areas so you can level up.
Yeah, that's the whole thing.
It's like, oh, you know what, the gameplay was exceptionally fun in this, and the hookshot mechanic, no, yeah. There's nothing like that.
No, but like people that love the lore love it like that.
Right.
Or the achievements, because there's achievements. Yeah, like, there's no real point in going back.
The expansion is, like, it's getting amazing reviews. Like,
The game, like, it's bringing everything back to, like, original Warcraft. Like, it's incredible. Like
original Warcraft?
Like, right, like, Burning Crusade, the first expansion pack. It's bringing it back to that, I don't know, that era of World of Warcraft. There's no flying mounts. Which, I love flying mounts, but it kind of... made the game worse because like you go fly in the air, go to your quest, and drop down and do it. Yeah. But now, like, you can see like people questing together, but to get to that quest, you'll see like maybe like 15 people like all riding on their mounts together, and then you like be the opposite faction. Just oh god, here it comes, and there's and they just all rape you. But with like flying mounts, you don't see that because like you just jump on it and fly off above the clouds and go to your area.
Oh, okay.
But now you have to actually travel there. I don't know. It's just bringing it back to its original roots, which is nice.
That's cool.
Yeah, and so your own you personal fight town.
People? Like, just PvP?
Yeah, like, it's if you're on a PvP server like me, I'm Horde, so if I see any Alliance, they're red. Normally, I won't attack them, just though. Yeah, like, when I'm leveling up, though, it's like almost like a truce. Like, I'll see him, he'll see me. And I can tell if he's clicking on me, I can tell if I'm, and he can tell if I'm clicking on
oh,
him.
Oh, yeah?
And then we'll both, like, stop, and, like, we'll wait for somebody to attack. And you can't talk to each other, because you're a different faction.
That's
like,
awesome.
If I talk to him, I'll be all scrambled and say, like, Orcish, because he can't learn really? My language. Yeah. So I'll be like, slash wave. They can see the emotion, though, and I'll be like, and he's like, and we'll go on our own little, like, just don't touch each
that's
other.
That's really cool.
Yeah. But then sometimes you get assholes that will just, like, swoop in and destroy you.
Take a boat?
Yeah.
Like, what's the point?
And then you go into the area chat, though, and we're like, this guy just took me out, whatever. Does anybody want to feel like killing them with me? And you get like 20 responses, and
oh,
everybody's just in a
God.
Party. Let's get them, boys! And like just the Horde running in. This poor little sap. Just, ah!
That's fucking cool.
Yeah. And he has to go back to his body to come back to life.
Yeah.
So it's just like 20 people like standing around his carcass, just waiting for him to come back.
Oh, that's cool.
And like you can respawn though, like within 20 yards around your body. So like he'll try to like hide behind a tree. But like there's everybody
what
everywhere.
What happens if he can't?
If you want to revive yourself at the graveyard, like you can, like when you die, you respawn in the graveyard as a ghost, and
yeah.
you walk back to your body as a ghost, and you hit accept, and you come back to life.
At the body.
If you go back to your body though, and you see like 30 people waiting for you, you're obviously like you're gonna die right away again.
Yeah.
So you can just go back to the graveyard and talk to the angel there and revive yourself there, but you lose like 10% of your stats for 10 minutes.
Ooh.
And like
oh
like
10 minutes.
Or something. Yeah. So you can't quest for 10 minutes. And because like you'd be really weak,
yeah.
and it costs like 50 gold in repairs. So they try to encourage you not to do
such
that.
Such a nail.
Usually when I do that though, I just go back to like the main city and sell shit. And...
Nice.
You guys want to do a no edit episode?
Yep.
All right. Mark moving on to.
What other games?
Do you have any other games? I have one more thing. What speed's your internet?
55.
So like, BPS. Mgbps,
Mbps,
Mbps,
megabits. Per
so
second.
How many is it?
55.
How many is yours?
55.
What?
55.
Both have Kojiko.
So what's mine? Three. Like when you test on your PlayStation 4, it says download speed. What does it say?
PlayStation 4 is always way lower. Is
well,
yours
okay.
as well?
If I'm wired,
what is your PlayStation 4 say?
Around 35 to 40.
35.
Really?
Mine over Wi-Fi.
Three
is like 15.
Kind of low. Six is where you really want to be frontline gaming.
Yeah, mine says three.
Yeah, it's kind of low. Like it's
you gotta cancel.
It's still way faster than like dial up or something, but
it's the TV is dope, and I do fine with the internet that I have.
What do you have, Kojiko?
Bell.
Ooh.
But yeah, I guess in the States mandatory
10,
which I'm pretty excited. But
that, yeah.
I hope that. Migrates into Canada, that rule.
It's only for certain things, though, isn't it?
12 years.
Broadband.
Maybe.
Broadband?
Broadband.
Well. I'm just eating chips. Sorry. I know Bell's in the process of upgrading their entire, like, infrastructure to fiber.
That's
so within a couple years.
It's going to take a while, though.
Yeah, like two years to 5 years.
Surely LaSalle is
fiber.
One of their prime launching posts.
I set up yesterday in a brand new neighborhood right off Martin Lane, like right where I'm living. Brand new neighborhood, super rich houses.
Yeah.
I set it up in this guy's house. Perfect feed coming right from the box, like right to his house. 4 megabits per second. My chips.
Yeah, because bytes is basically what we would have.
Oh.
Wait a minute, maybe it's bits then. I don't know. TJ knows that stuff.
No, if it's your speed test is always running
in bits.
Bits.
No.
It's an eighth of a megabyte.
Yeah.
Alright, movies. Tim, I want your honest feedback.
On what?
Star Wars trailer.
I just want to show the GIF that I showed you. Remember what I showed you? Did you see it yet?
The Vince McMahon?
Vince McMahon GIF? Did you see it, Joe? Oh my god, it's perfect.
That is fucking hilarious.
That's my reaction to some of that, though. I absolutely loved it.
Wait, I think I did see this. It's just him doing, like, the...
But it works perfectly, because the... Because, you know, like, the trailer is, like, broken up into, like, 7 different chunks.
Yeah.
And, like, it's all spaced out by, like, a black screen. So it's the exact trailer, but that black screen mark is, like, him, like, you know, yeah. I thought it was incredible. And just, like, whoever did that's a genius, too, because it just gets better and better as it goes.
Apparently there's, like, a bunch of, like, hidden stuff in the trailer. Did you notice the Ram from Ram Frams? Did you notice that in the first shot?
No.
I swear to God, if you listen back, there's Imperial Probe droids.
Really?
Mm-hmm. He's turning around and hears...
Nah, I don't believe
it. Ram for Fram Fram.
They are only allowed on Hoth.
Remember when I won that bet?
You didn't win the bet. They do both.
No.
I always associated that noise with the guy from Super Mario, the loads of cannon.
Yeah. He did. All right. Follow-up question. Have you heard their names yet?
Yeah. I don't know any of them, though.
Who's that?
I don't know, like, where they associate in the story with anything.
Well, okay. So, first of all, they revealed that they are stormtroopers, so that's kind of weird.
Huh?
We all thought they were stormtroopers, but they could have been, like, rebel troopers or something, you know, like clone troopers and...
I know they're stormtroopers.
Well, stormtroopers are the ones that... work for the Empire.
Yeah, they're supposed to be clones, but obviously...
So the Empire's still around then, is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Who else would they be fighting?
That's what I don't know. But no, so that's... Yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah, but now what I'm thinking is like...
So that's revelatory.
I'm thinking the Jedi is coming back like to the power the Empire was in the old movies, and now the Empire is like reduced to that small little faction of the Jedi.
So there's just like rogue...
Flipping tables.
Rogue imperialists.
Yeah.
And they're stormtroopers.
It'd be cool if
so
they,
which company is supporting these people and buying them new outfits?
Cerberus.
I don't know. They just found them in the junk pile.
So, well, I don't know. I mean, it's just weird that it reveals they're stormtroopers. So the Empire exists and they can afford to buy fancy new hats.
Well, can whoever has a force on that side just be like, they will give us these armor for free?
Couldn't they though? That's true.
Like, I love your imagination. Like, you can see it. You develop the character enough where you know his accent.
Well, that's Obi-Wan in the old movies.
Oh, you're being Obi-Wan.
It's a name I haven't heard in a long time.
Yeah. Okay, so I don't want to debate it, but one thing that they revealed. Yeah, okay. They're still called X-Wings, which I don't get. Well, whatever. Not important. But,
I'm gonna get a name.
The names, right? The guy, the rebel pilot was named Poe Dameron.
That's stupid.
I agree.
I don't like Poe.
Poe, I feel like it's tough to say, but I've been saying it more.
Well, Poe.
I like Kylo Ren.
Kylo Ren's pretty badass.
That's awesome. He's the Sith, right?
He's a bad guy.
You know, Star Wars always do that, this three-word, like, hyphen name.
It didn't used to be like that. Luke, Leia?
I know, that's what I'm saying. They used that. And when
Lando?
The newer movies came out in the cartoon, they started...
Now it's all like, Kilo Vas, Mataye.
Juntai, Sal.
alright, who so, the other two... Oh, the droid's called BB-8. That's kind of lame. Yeah. It's a little childish.
The droid's lame to begin with, anyways.
Did you hear it's real, though? It's not CGI, it's a real ball?
I don't believe that.
Maybe just the head on
it. Maybe just the head. The head's gotta be CGI.
Something CGI there.
The head.
Yeah, because how is it attached to it?
They probably kicked the ball. And then just paint the head
on the string, just pulling the ball towards him.
This midget is the ball. Talk to the ball.
Midget, there's puking. Well,
it's like the same thing as a Segway, right? A Segway always stands upright, so they have the head of the ball. It's a Segway painted like a droid, and the Segway is just pushing forward, but the head. On top
I'm pretty
of the
sure.
Wheel.
I think it's more likely.
Yeah, Vaseline.
I think it's more likely the ball is the real part.
Vaseline in the camera lens.
Vaseline in the camera lens. Can't
see. The painted Segway. You could make any fucking Star Wars movie right now.
And finally, the last two, no last names. The chick's name is.
I'm assuming they didn't do last names because then they would tell us who they're related to.
Chick's name is Rey.
Rey
Skywalker.
Yeah.
Rey Solo.
Or Solo.
Let's be serious. And the dude's name is Finn.
Finn Yoda?
Finn?
Finn Calrissian?
Finn Yoda.
Finn Baca.
Finn Baca. All right, good stuff. Any movie stuff or TV stuff, guys?
Nah, that's right.
I have my last thing out.
I watched Gone Girl.
Oh.
Got Maybe Gone.
Yeah, excited?
Real dope, right?
I don't know. I fell asleep for about 30 minutes.
Okay. Well, that's like...
I woke up and I was
watch
like,
that one.
This movie fucking sucks.
Did you see the scene? Did you see the murder?
Yeah, it sucked.
It was awesome.
I don't get the fucking movie.
Well, maybe that's...
What was she doing?
Maybe it's because you fell asleep for an act, an entire act.
I missed 30 minutes, yes, but...
30% of the movie.
I like...
Front, middle, or back?
I don't get it. He was just the...
Which 30 minutes did you miss? Front, middle, or back?
It was like middle back.
Okay. Well...
Because the movie was 2.5 fucking hours.
Did you see the first, like... Do you care about spoilers?
No.
Like, what's the spoiler in this?
She's not dead.
Of course she's not. You know that from the get-go.
Yeah, so, yeah, you know that, right? From the get-go. You don't actually know that from the get-go.
Spoiler.
You put it together.
She really is dead.
You put it together. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
I don't know, man.
How you guys doing for your... Okay, so the Deus Ex wanting to play Deus Ex is because of my... and I'm getting to something here. It's obscurely related to my Secret Santa.
Look out.
Obscurely related.
So what we have to do is take it back to the start because none of us want it.
No. I didn't get Deus Ex. No. No. It's obscurely. It's not like, this is what I want. And I'll reveal why it's obscure after we've revealed the total Secret Santa. But
take it back.
How are you guys doing with your Secret Santas? Because I had...
It's coming along.
I've...
Oh! Fuck! That's right in the meat.
I had a
Catboy consumed.
She's clean.
It's his victory.
He looks like the ship in Fifth Element right now.
Anyway, it's going well for me. Someone should be really excited.
Yeah,
I'm pretty much finished. Actually, I finished today.
Mine's a slash. Or mine's retail slash homemade.
Ooh.
Man, we can't reveal anything.
Mine's full retail.
No, that's
okay, it. You're revealing. So that's the amount that we can reveal at this point. Mine is full retail.
No.
You went full retail.
I'm not building shit this time. Fuck everybody.
I built something the first time.
Gift card, Don's $5.
A gift card to Tim Hortons.
I built the envelope.
No. I'm thinking it's three separate items. No. It's a gift card, Don's, and $5. That would be amazing. Like, you get your gift card, and you're like, oh, thanks so much, man. And then he just plops like just a good bag with an extra large fry and like an Angus burger.
Did we talk
like,
about this
there
before?
There you go.
Where it's like,
and slaps you at $5.
Yeah. And then you're enjoying it. It's like, here, take five. Here's $5, motherfucker. Secret Santa.
Did we talk about the gift card before where you get an exact amount for something? It's like, how much is a Big Mac meal?
Well, it's like $7.98 or something.
Yeah, $7.26, $7.98. Like, I want a gift card for that amount. And you just write on it, Big Mac meal. Bam.
Or you just get the Big Mac meal. Give it to
him. Like, you get a Tim Hortons gift card.
Here's a card. Now go get it for yourself.
No, it's like,
these are... I was already there today.
These are breakfast meals at any point of the day. No, I got you breakfast, lunch, dinner. And
that's okay. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. You get a breakfast at Tim Hortons. It's got a coffee, a hash brown, and a breakfast sandwich.
That's almost great if you had like
fully covered on this card.
If you had like a, if you were like a best friend roommate, and you're, I don't know why I'm thinking about this. I'm thinking.
best friend roommate.
The best friend roommate.
Scored.
No, I guess it could be anybody. I don't know if it's that cool to get for a chick.
What? What's he going with this? All right, let's go play Smash Brothers.
No, you, it's like, hey, man, I got us McDonald's breakfast. Sweet, dude. And it's like nothing, and then.
Sweet, man.
8 hours later, you show up. Hey, brought you lunch. McDonald's again. And then like
happy Christmas,
and the buddy's like, whoever is just like, this is like, he's gonna come, right? And
what
you, and then you show up for dinner.
Look at the edit point. This is where TJ's gonna edit us out.
Yeah.
He's gonna come, right? Oh, yeah, Mikey.
What are you talking about?
I don't know.
Not out of his penis.
That's what I heard.
Yeah. He's gonna come, right? Like, because you're expecting him to come back for dinner.
For a little second helping for his little wiener?
I heard penis. You said that, I immediately thought penis.
Well, that wraps it up.
Come to the house. Whatever, man.
He's gonna come, right?
You guys are...
That's what I heard. It echoed through my head, like, the gayest.
You guys are sick.
Wait, what?
You guys are sick.
I wasn't thinking in the dick sewer.
I was knee-deep in that dick sewer.
You were picturing my cock the whole time.
Not yours.
What do they call it? The gutter. Yeah, not your mind out of the gutter. Get your mind out of the dick sewer.
Dick sewer is incredible. That should become a new thing. Shit wagons.
What else happened? Well, I played Geometry Wars 3 weeks ago. We've yet to talk about it. But TJ's not here, so I guess we can't talk about it. Terrible. Putting that off till 2015. TJ.
Yeah. Look forward to our year in review coming up. That'll be a lot of fun with the reveals of the Secret Santa. The annual Secret Santa.
Stoney got married?
Yeah, Stoney. Old Stoney got married.
Stoney Point? No.
They did an N64 episode.
Is she actually getting married in Stoney Point?
Stoney Point. That'd be amazing.
That would be amazing. Look forward to that.
TJ.
you can find us on allrangemode.com.
Sure.
And leave feedback there, please.
TJ.
And Twitter is ARM Podcast. Actually, I learned Twitter recently, so... figured it all out, and I'm gonna start to reply on Twitter. So look forward to that. and we're also on iTunes.
It's so careful. It's just like, you know, when you brush it a different way.
Oh, is it spilled?
Yeah, no, like your toe is soaked.
So on that note, all range mode out.
TJ, little freak.